welcome to All Things Botanical. I'm your host, Michaela Morgan, and my goal is to reconnect you with nature. Before you turn to the supermarket for your food or the pharmacy for your medicine, have you ever thought about how you could learn to better use the plants around you? If you are feeling a little lost or not sure where to start, then this is the podcast for you. Each fortnight, I will put a spotlight on a favourite herb, essential oil, or plant from my personal herbal monographs, so we can create our very own Materia Medica, a collection of plant profiles which you can refer to and hopefully bring more botanicals back into your life. I will teach you the botanical name, plant family, therapeutic uses and benefits, and also cover some interesting history of the plants that have been around long before us. So join me as we chat all things botanical. A small disclaimer here. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast is of a general nature and should not be taken as health advice or a professional health directive. Information is sourced from my own research, which does reference the work of others. So I will share links to external sources in the episode notes below. So, thanks for joining me for our first plant profile series. On today's episode, we will be starting off with one of my favorites and one of the most versatile plants to date, the beautiful lilac lavender. Anyone who has walked past a lavender bush knows that instant feeling of calm the aroma brings you, where you pause momentarily and exhale with a smile, knowing that somehow everything will be okay. So what does lavender look like? Lavender is a woody shrub with silvery green foliage and lilac flowers. It is native to the Mediterranean and will grow to about a meter in height. Lavender likes well-drained soil and plenty of sun. So what is the botanical name? The botanical name for lavender is Lavangula angustifolia. During these episodes, I will be sharing the plant's botanical names so you can start to better identify them in the wild or in a nursery. The botanical name of plants is the scientific classification, and it's usually written in Latin and italicized. Each plant's name is made up of two parts. The first word is the genus or the generic name, and the second word is the specific name or epithet. The genus groups plants based on relationship and easily recognizable features, while the specific name identifies the unique attributes of that plant to differentiate it from another. So the lavender plant falls within the Lavangula genus, and this has over 30 different species which grow all around the world. For today's episode, we will be focusing on the angustifolia species, which is known as English lavender or common lavender, and it is the plant used to extract the essential oil. To help you understand how to read the botanical name, let's compare English lavender and Spanish lavender. So, Lavangula angustifolia, or English lavender, has a longer, thinner flower and prefers a cooler climate. Lavangula stoches, or Spanish lavender, looks almost exactly the same, but it has a different flower. Its flower is shaped more like a bud and is a deeper purple in color. It also has petals which fan out at the top of the bud and make it look like the flower is wearing a little feather hat. So, same genus, Lavangula, but different unique specifications which set them apart. Now, what are plant families? In these episodes, I will also be teaching you plant families. This differs from the genus as it is grouping plants based on common characteristics like their vegetation or leaf shape. The plant family for lavender is Lamaceae. This family is commonly characterized as the mint family and is known to include plants which have woody shrubs and square stalks, so you'll also find rosemary within this plant family. Now, to help you understand the difference between genus and family, let's compare lavender and rosemary. We know that lavender and rosemary are two different plants. They look different and they smell different. However, they fall within the same family because they have similar characteristics in the way they grow and have evolved. For example, they both have a woody shrub with square stalks and they both have aromatic foliage. You wouldn't see eucalyptus, for example, in the Lamaceae family. Whereas lavender angustifolia and lavender stoches look and smell much more alike. They are almost identical and flower in very similar ways and are distinctly related rather than being grouped loosely together. I hope this helps you as we go through each of these plant profiles. And I'll post a picture on Instagram so you can see the difference between the two lavandula species and better understand how the botanical names work. So how do we use lavender? The part used for medicinal purposes is the flower, so the purple bud that you'll see on the top of the shrub. Part of the reason why I love lavender is the multitude of benefits it has for our health. It's so diverse and can help with just about any health concern. It is a sedative, meaning it can reduce nervousness and agitation. It's a nervine, meaning it strengthens and tonifies the nervous system. It is an antimicrobial, meaning it can destroy pathogens like germs. It is an analgesic, meaning it can relieve pain. And it is also an antispasmodic, meaning it can ease or relieve cramping. So with all of that in mind, what is it good for? Lavender is really beneficial in treating insomnia and for reducing feelings of stress and anxiety. It can also help to calm nervousness and an upset stomach and improve digestion. It is known to nourish a dry skin and help accelerating the healing of wounds. It can also reduce cramping and pain associated with headaches. So how do we use lavender in our everyday life? Lavender can be used as a dried herb or in oil form as an essential oil or infused oil. In the dried form, lavender is a gentle bitter, and this means it's good for your digestive system as it promotes the secretion of digestive enzymes, which can help to balance out bloating or cramping. You can use the dried flowers in infusions for herbal tea or for baking, or you can also create your own lavender-infused cooking oil. If you have a lavender plant at home, try drying the petals yourself and storing them in an airtight container for later use. So let's look at lavender in the oil form now. Lavender is one of the few essential oils which can be applied directly onto the skin without the need for a carrier oil. It's a savior for a dry skin and is also a safe option for those with sensitive skin types. But just some words of advice here. If you have a love for essential oils and you've been applying them directly onto your skin, please stop that. Essential oils are highly concentrated plant extracts with a high level of potency. It is not advised to apply them directly onto your skin as they can disrupt the acid mantle, or which is your skin's barrier, and this works to keep your skin healthy and balanced. Irritation may present as acute dermatitis, which is a patch of dried or irritated skin. So this also goes for ingesting essential oils. Your skin is the outermost protective layer of your body, and if it is not advised to apply essential oils directly onto the skin, then imagine what it could do to your delicate insides. Your liver and intestinal tract do not have the same resilience or protective makeup as the skin to be able to handle that level of potency. So you can actually do some damage if you are regularly ingesting oils. Don't ingest oils and don't put them directly onto your skin without a carrier oil. You can thank me later. So, back to the use of lavender essential oil. Several clinical trials have shown when lavender is used as part of aromatherapy, it can decrease feelings of anxiety and the perception of pain. So, if you go for a massage and they offer you the option to add essential oils such as lavender, you may find that you experience not only the physical benefits of the massage itself, but also some emotional benefits from the lavender having a positive effect on your nervous system. Lavender is well known for its ability to ease pain associated with cramping, tension headaches, or sore muscles. So a great way to use lavender to reduce muscle pain is by infusing some oil into your bath. But I'll give you some words of wisdom here. Oil and water don't mix. So if you add essential oils directly into your bath water, this is actually going to have them sit on the top and the volatile oil will just evaporate into the air. There's no therapeutic benefits to this, and it actually puts you at risk of burning your skin with the oil in the water. So try mixing a few drops of lavender essential oil in with a carrier oil such as jojoba, and then mix this in with some milk or an unscented cream, and the oil will be able to break down and it will actually mix in with your bath water, giving you the therapeutic benefits of the oil itself rather than just the aroma lingering in the air. I actually use lavender essential oil as part of my botanical bath soak in my Santalin Botanicals line. I find the combination of the hot water, magnesium salts, and lavender oil really works to melt my tension away, particularly up in the neck and shoulder area. I feel the pain subside and I get really nice and sleepy and ready for bed. So if you would like to try the botanical bath soak yourself, you can find my products on our website at www.botanicalpod.com and just access the shop tab and you can purchase them through there. Nowadays, lavender is commonly known for its skin regenerative and wound healing abilities. But fascinatingly, this benefit of lavender essential oil was initially discovered by accident. In 1910, French chemist René Maurice Gattefosse burnt his hand in a laboratory. In a moment of panic, he reached for a beaker of nearby lavender oil, which he stored to make perfumes. He applied the lavender oil to his wound and was surprised to see the pain had subsided and his skin seemed to be salvaged. He continued to apply the oil each day and was so impressed by the quick healing process, which involved virtually no signs of infection, that he actually published a book and coined the term aromatherapy, meaning the therapy of aromatic plants. Lavender then went on to be used by doctors, including a student of Gattefosse, Dr. Jean Vernet, to heal wounds during World War I, as it could kill germs without harming body tissue. Isn't that interesting? But the lavender plant has had a place in medicinal history much earlier than this. Ancient Egyptians used lavender as part of their mummification dressings, and Dioscorides, a Greek military physician under the Roman Emperor Nero, collected and studied medicinal plants from around the Mediterranean. In his work De Materia Medica, he noted lavender, when taken internally, could relieve indigestion, help with headaches, and improve sore throats. When used externally, it could be used to clean wounds or burns. Queen Victoria of England also took an interest in lavender in the 19th century and led to English lavender, or Lavandula angustifolia, which we use today, to become quite popular, as she was using products from the famous lavender company Yardley's of London. Fresh lavender was dried and put into muslin bags and used to scent wardrobes. It was also used to repel insects as a perfume in potpourri or as a cure-all in household medicine cupboards. Some women even use small pouches tucked into their cleavage to attract a male suitor. Ooh la la! In modern times, lavender is an essential to any garden, herb cabinet, or essential oil collection. In your garden, it will attract pollinators like bees and butterflies, but is also a natural insect repellent for any unwanted critters. If you have a lavender plant at home, remember it likes well-drained soil and plenty of sunlight. To prune it, you can trim it back at the top after it has bloomed. Never cut it from the base or the woody area as it will not grow back. You should also try to tame your lavender plant, and by this I mean shaping it as you trim, encouraging it to grow in a hedge-like formation. Otherwise, it will easily grow out in all different directions and be harder to control. Lavender is a great asset to any self-care routine. If you're wanting to add lavender into your tea blends, it pairs really well with chamomile and lemon balm, or you can try it with a deeply relaxing nervine such as passion flower. If you struggle to switch off before bed, try adding a few drops of lavender essential oil into some distilled water in a spray bottle and spray it on your pillow before you go to sleep. I also make lavender scented eye pillows, which you can use before bed, or they make a great addition to any yoga or meditation practice, and you can find these on our website. So thanks for joining me for our first plant profile. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about lavender and the many ways it can help you in your life. If you would like to know more about any of the plants featured on these plant profiles, or maybe you have some other great ways that we could use the plants in our everyday life, post your questions and share your tips in our Facebook group. Join me next fortnight as we do our next industry deep dive.